Our final speaker for the day is Sally Holt, talking about Foreign Office, cataloguing correspondence for 1906.
Good afternoon. I'm going to talk to you about the Foreign Office Registry System 1906 and our indexing project on this. Firstly, I'm going to give you an overview of the way that the Foreign Office filed its correspondence. It can be quite confusing. Now, before 1906, the Foreign Office had a central registry system organised by just country registers and indexes. And 1906 saw the start of a central, more organised system of registering the correspondence. This correspondence was initially entered in a day book, which is FO662, and issued with a unique sequential number starting at 1 on the 1st of January of each year. These included the correspondence as it arrived and before it was forwarded to the relevant department. The registers in FO662 generally only give the paper number, the sender's name, and the date sent and received. They rarely give any descriptions. And one should note here also that the correspondence sent in the previous year would be recorded and kept in the year it was received and not in the year in which it was sent. The correspondence was allocated a country or department, and each department then entered the correspondence into their own register, further split up under the headings diplomatic, consular, and treaty. Each paper was then allocated to a file, and the Foreign Office files would contain all the relevant correspondence on a particular subject, and consequently they could include a large number of papers. The file was given a number which corresponded to the number of the first paper of the file. The correspondence was finally transferred to the Foreign Office library, often several years later, when the files were no longer directly relevant. It was the library department that compiled the indexes that were transferred here to the National Archives. The records were weeded, and so not all records have been retained. For the period 1906-1919, the indexes are on cards, which vary in their format, depending on the year. The period 1906-1909 gives the country code, and in this case, 40 for Siam, and the paper number, and a brief description, and the 06 is the year. From 1910 to 1919, the cards also, in most cases, include the file number. These are now available to view online in FO1111. Now, one might assume that the card index would include all the entries and provide the perfect answer to one's research, but in the year 1906, only approximately one in four entries have cards, and some of these entries have multiple cards depending on the subject matter. There seems to be no steadfast rule as to which files have been indexed. One could assume that the first paper within a file would always be indexed, but this isn't always the case. Some files don't have card indexes for them at all, whilst others are randomly indexed, possibly dependent on the clerk who was doing the indexing. Each clerk may have interpreted the new rules differently, and some may have just had, you know, quite a laissez-faire attitude to their work and just not done it very well. The indexing is always not always reflective of the cover sheet, possibly indicating that the clerk had actually read the file and not just the paper that he'd indexed. Now, the lack of a file number for the period 1906 to 1909 results in the need to search the registers in FO566. You need to identify the file or kept with number within these registers in order to identify the correct piece. And in the correspondence, it's on the right-hand side. On the left-hand side is the paper number. The paper number is always larger or the same as the file number. It's never smaller. Discovery only gives a range of file numbers with no indication of what's in the file or what has not been retained. The letter P means that the paper has been printed and can also be found in confidential print. This rather leads on to our project, indexing the correspondence for 1906. This was started a few years ago with funding, which was later withdrawn during the downturn in the economy, and we're now aiming at completing the project. We have approximately 100 pieces to be completed, many in varying stages. And we hope to have this finished by the end of March 2015. So it's not a hugely long project for us. Originally, the data was taken from three sources. FO1111, which are the Foreign Office card indexes to correspondents, and these have been digitised. FO662, the Foreign Office registry, these are the numerical central registers of general correspondence, also known as the daybooks. And FO566, the Foreign Office registers of general correspondence. We checked all these against the FO371 correspondence files, which contain the actual correspondence, and new and more accurate descriptions were added together with the folio numbers. And these itemized descriptions were then added to the catalogue. So from an entry having very little to go on, we now have much more detailed view of the correspondence. The new cataloguing means a fully searchable resource by paper, file, subject, or sender. And hopefully that's going to help enormously. So what can we deduce from our in-depth analysis of the correspondence for 1906? From the way the project has collated information from all sources, we're able to get a better understanding of how the system worked. For a start, we can reveal that most of the correspondence survives. We found very little missing from the FO371 series. The new registry system seems to have resulted in less than 1% not being kept. And this is compared with later years, where as much as 25% of the correspondence has not been retained, obviously because more paper was generated, but that's the case. And so it's good news for those who are looking into 1906. But it highlights a few other problems. The first thing to note is the initial daily register doesn't give much information, and it also doesn't always identify which department the correspondence was transferred to. Second slight problem was that you'll only find a card index for 25% of the correspondence, meaning that not every file will have an index card. However, some files may have more than one, depending on its size and importance, so it's quite iffy what you find. Also, there is no easy way of identifying which files from the cards or the registers have not been retained. This project has identified these issues and perhaps confirming what we already felt, that with a new registry system comes both benefits and complications in using the records. We are thinking that it might be interesting to do this process again for 1920, when the printed indexes came in, and compare these to 1906. It would just be very interesting to see how they differ and how much less of the actual correspondence we have. And perhaps even one day we might be able to manage to do it all. Thank you.
This podcast is copyright to the National Archives. All rights reserved.